Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito, and I will have the pleasure of speaking with jazz vocalist Carla Cook. Carla is coming to Cincinnati, performing at the Greenwich on Gilbert Avenue in Walnut Hills on Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m. Carla will be in town as part of the We Create Jazz Festival, a jazz festival for, by, and about women. And we're happy that she's going to be at the Greenwich on Saturday, April 27. Carla, welcome.
Thank you so very much. I can't wait to return.
Yeah, you were here in 2016 as artist in residence of the Duncanson Fellowship at the Taft Museum, right?
That's correct. Amazing people there. And one of our nights was at the Greenwich, where we had just a crazy fun time. We tore the place up.
You got a great band performing with you at the Greenwich on Saturday, April 27. Of course, Carla Cook, vocals, Phil DeGreg, piano, Scott Belk, trumpet, Craig Bailey, alto sax, Aaron Jacobs, bass, and Art Gore on the drums. And the band hits at 8 o'clock. Social hour starts at 7. So, Carla, you're a Detroit native, right?
I am indeed. Yeah, there's still some great music there. I get back a couple of times a year and get to hear it myself.
Talking about great music, you went to one of the more famous high schools in jazz lore. You went to Cass Technical High School, which was really known for producing great musicians and a really serious music program, right?
They did, and I'm happy to report that they still are holding that tradition down. Really proud of, despite all of the economic downturn that the city's gone through, that they still maintained a really high standard in jazz there, and music, period.
And actually, you were an acoustic bass player for a while there in school.
Yeah, I played in the orchestra for the first couple of years there. Somewhere around 11th grade, though, I had to make a choice. They changed schedule, so I had to make a choice between singing in the top choir or playing in the orchestra, and I chose to sing.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Your first recording, It's All About Love, got you a Grammy nomination.
It did. Very surprising. But it was a pleasant surprise. A lot of good, great things happened around that time. The record had been out about 6 months when I got that call, and my first thoughts were, what?
Yeah, I could dig that. Well, since then, you've released Dem Bones and Simply Natural, all on the Maxi Jazz record label. And Carla, I know you spent some time traveling and working in Europe in the early 90s. You want to tell us about that?
This was a great thing about Europe at that time. You could do full tours even if you hadn't recorded. I had the great fortune to hook up with an agent who was well-connected in mostly around Germany and Switzerland and parts thereof, and we did tours. I was able to tour even before I recorded, which was really helpful just in terms of having a lot of experience. Made me less of a newbie.
And it seems like jazz audiences in Europe, they're pretty open to the music and usually quite attentive.
Absolutely. They weren't so much interested in having your name be famous to them. They really just wanted to hear what's fresh, what's new coming out of the U.S. jazz-wise. And so that because they were so open, we were able to work quite a bit. Those were the days when you could do a 3 or 4 week tour. And it was fun. And it was pre-9/11, so travel itself was a little different back then. But whether you were traveling by bus or RV or whatever, and, you know, most of it was one-nighters, it was just a blast. A little more challenging now. A lot of people aren't doing tours that are so long. And also, since the early 90s, Europeans have a lot of their own really, really outstanding jazz musicians, so you know, it's all blown wide open in terms of what kind of music you can hear.
So you spent some time in Boston where you studied at Northeastern University and And a good friend of yours from Detroit, Regina Carter, was at the New England Conservatory. And another friend of yours, Cyrus Chestnut, the pianist, studying at Berkeley. These people have been in your life for quite a while, haven't they?
Yes, they have. There were actually an entire crew of musicians. I'm in jazz education now. I've been teaching at Temple University about 12 years now. And I always tell the students, listen, the people that you're playing with now, you're doing jam sessions, going to class with, 30 years from now, you'll still be the same crew of people. So cultivate these relationships carefully.
Well, you make a good point. Cultivating relationships seems to be a key to longevity in the arts and maybe in life in general.
I agree. Now, Regina and I, of course, we went to high school together. I would say at least 75% of the artists that I'm working with today, I've worked with for over 20 years.
Eddie Jefferson was one of your main guys.
He was a big influence. Someone just pointed out to me that on Wikipedia that I was called a disciple. I was like, where did that come from? I am still a big, huge fan of the work of Eddie Jefferson, and I'd like to mention him in shows a lot. And he was a huge influence. He was one of my influencers. But it's mostly because people don't know his name that I mention it so often. A lot of jazz audiences know his music, but they don't know the name behind the music.
Yeah, right.
You know, when they hear Moody's Mood, they've known it forever. They just didn't know who was responsible for it. So I've kind of become a crusader in that I need to spread the word on who Eddie Jefferson was. He made scatting sound so fun to me when I was a kid.
So Carla Cook at the Greenwich in Walnut Hills on Saturday, April 27. The music hits at 8 o'clock. She's there with an all-star crew, aside from Carla Cook, vocals, Phil DeGreg, piano, Scott Belk, trumpet, Craig Bailey, alto saxophone, Aaron Jacobs, bass, and Art Gore, drums. Carla Cook, thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you so much, Ron. I hope we meet, and I hope to see all of the listeners there.
All right. More information about Carla Cook and her upcoming performance at the Greenwich is available on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Ron Esposito.
If you dream of paradise, I hope to be there. And if those dreams are not so nice, darling, don't despair. Just read the message that the stars spell across the sky. God loves you. Thank you.